I'd like to call the meeting to order. Motion to approve the minutes of 9/9/15 and the special meeting 9/9 and 9/15.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of those.
Second, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 326. Requesting establishment of cash on hand for an Ulster County Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team. Urgent. Moved for discussion. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. This was altered, correct?
Yes. Amended.
Amended.
To the good graces of Bert Coleman.
Anyone have any questions regarding it? Everybody sees the amendment in dark bold print. Okay. Sheriff, you all right with it?
Yes.
All right. Anybody else?
I think you have to. You're gonna have to make a motion.
Motion to.
So it's got. Has it moved yet for discussion? Right.
Yeah.
You have to make a motion for the amendments.
Now, who wants to make a motion to
make a motion for the amendment?
Second. Any discussion on that? If not, on the resolution with the amendment.
No, on the amendments.
On the amendment. Then we do the amendments?
No, you didn't say
on the amendment. I'm sorry. On the amendment. On the amendment.
Aye.
All right. On the resolution with the amendment.
Aye.
Well, first you have to move it.
That was already moved.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
New world.
New world. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. 361.
Yay.
I'll move it.
Move it.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Bert?
Mr. Chairman, the one thing we were not able to do an analysis of the cost of this. It does say $16,600. Not sure that is the cost.
So it could be more, it could be less?
Could be. I didn't have a chance to look at it.
Can we put in a cap?
I mean, that's the financial impact. And my thing, too, is this resolution doesn't increase the budget or anything in terms of that. I haven't done an analysis to see how much that is.
We did it in office.
Excuse me?
We did the analysis in office. They're open 6 days a week, so we just took the total value for everything and then divided by six, multiplied by six.
And that number came out to that?
We currently have a contract with them.
All right. Yeah. Any other discussion? Did we move this? Sorry.
We did move it. Yes, it was moved.
All right.
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
365. Establishing a policy for use of county-owned leased building space by veteran and disabled members of Ulster County.
That's not 365.
It's not.
Yeah, what happened to the...
Collective bargaining.
Oh, remember. I'm sorry.
You're ahead of yourself.
I know.
I'll move it.
Where are we? I don't have it.
365?
I'm five.
365?
Approving the collective bargaining agreement between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Community College Organization of Professional Administrative Personnel.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
366, attesting that increased funding from the New York State Office for the Aging will be used to provide additional funding for direct care off the aging. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
367, appropriating funds from insurance recovery for the replacement of Sheriff Raff, amending 2015 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Sheriff Steeler?
Yep.
What happened to the raft in the, originally from the insurance?
The rescue where the girl drowned up in Phoenicia a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It got destroyed while we were doing that. We're trying to wait till the water receded because we were closing the portal. We tried not to wait, and it just was... got destroyed.
Mm-hmm. The two boats got destroyed. Now.
Yeah, one of ours and also Ulster Hoses wrap got destroyed also.
Here. All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
368, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Project Crime Victim Assistance Program, Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
Second? Don?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
360 or 370. There's a lot of paperwork here, huh?
Yeah.
Amending the Ulster County 2015 Ulster County budget to accept increased funding to New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services for Residential Services Department of Mental Health. Move.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Yes?
Deputy Secretary Cornell, is he here?
No.
Bert will answer.
So, is this additional funding for new residential services or for residential services already in Ulster County?
It's already for the contracts that we've received. It's just additional funding that we've received from the state.
That's my question.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 371, amending Ulster County budget to accept increased funding for New York State Office of Mental Health, New York State Office of Alcoholism, Substance Abuse, related fringe benefit for specific title series pursuant to Chapter 1 or 60 of Part 1, the laws of 2014, Department of Mental Health. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
372, amending Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from New York State Office of Mental Health for supportive housing Department of Mental Health. Move.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
373. Approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 in Entebbe County, Round Out Legal Service, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
It's a large contract.
Yes, it is.
You know,
330.
It is what it is. The process server. You get a lot of people being served.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, Buddy County, Nelson, Nagard, Consulting Associates, Department of Planning. Move. Bye.
I'll move
second.
It.
Somebody has to move it.
I'll move it.
Don, move a second. Any discussion? Dennis? No comments?
No, unless there's a discussion, I'll be happy.
Okay. Any questions?
Well, what is the Coordinated Human Services Transportation Plan?
You should ask that.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement under something called MAP 21. And what's MAP 21? It's the moving ahead with progress. It's the transportation bill. And it's a requirement to receive funding. I can give you a hint. We updated this plan very recently. We have to update it again. It's a federal requirement. We just awarded about $500,000+ over the next 3 years to various agencies in the county, including funding for your IRSVP program, a funding for paratransit through UCAT, as well as funding for the neighbor-to-neighbor program. So we've provided some funding for that. That's federal money. It's about their operating costs, so it's about 50% match. And we also provided some funding for ARC, ARC, Ulster Green ARC, and we're working to coordinate Ulster Green's ARC transportation systems, which they provide for the county, for their clients, with the county service as well. It's essentially elderly and disabled service, and it's restricted by FTA in terms of how you can use it. In order to be able to use it, you have to have an up-to-date human services transportation coordinated plan.
And we're hiring a consultant to help us do that.
That's correct.
At $50,000. Yes. Okay, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly.
Okay. Much more than that.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
377, approving a constitutional contract excess of $50,000, Buddy County, REPCO, Department of Planning. Moved by who? Second?
I'll second.
Don seconds it. Any discussion? Dennis, anything on this?
right.
Hold on.
It's community development block grant funds. It's directed towards housing. It's a housing rehabilitation program directed specifically at energy efficiency work for low and moderate income families within the county. REBCO provides direct assistance to the applicants as well as program delivery. The county takes a small administrative fee.
God bless you. 100%
federal money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor? I have to abstain from voting. I deal with REBCO.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, everybody aye? 379, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50 Emsworth Buddy County, AEACOM, Department of Public Works. Moved?
So moved.
Second? Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye?
Aye.
380, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by Barton and Legitis, DPC, Department of Public Works. Moved.
Second.
Discussion? Does anyone know what this is for?
Yeah, it's engineering.
I know, it's inspection. Bridge inspection.
That goes with...
It's a hole and goes with the project.
Legs Mill
Road. It
goes
with Harrison. I should have been an engineer.
Construction inspection.
Yep.
Required under federal.
Yep. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye. It's not the same company that inspected the C9 bridge, is it?
No.
They had a contract with
totally
another one we did earlier this year.
No clue what they were
same
doing.
Same company.
Earlier, yeah. We have a contract with them for another bridge.
Bridge 381, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 for Buddy County Harrison and Burroughs Bridge Contract, Department of Public Works.
Ooh.
Moved by.
I'll move the bridge.
Second.
$1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. An Allegorville Lakes Mills. Oh, again, an Allegorville.
It's the construction.
Allegorville was a washout bridge?
No.
No.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do we outsource all of our bridge construction?
No.
So why is this one? What's different about this one? Just out of curiosity.
There's some we can do in-house, others, you know, in terms of maybe the size and the specs of it that we have to contract out with.
We have to because we don't have the expertise.
Or the manpower. Capacity. Could be, the, you know, capacity. We're working on their bridges, too.
Yeah, there's a bridge crew, but they may kind of fix it 3 bridges at a time.
Right.
Yeah. Or 4 bridges at a time, or 1 bridge at a time.
Yeah.
I think this one's federal funded as well. Is there a federal funding source on this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, what's this, 380?
No, not
on that one. No, it's not. I thought it was. No,
100% county.
Where is that? On the tip.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
382, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature executed contract or lease with the Walk Hill Body Shop and Glass for a space to be used at a substation at Ulster County Show.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept the bid for a parcel of county-owned real property for private sale. Authorize the Chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to convey such property to the Department of Finance.
Move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Bird, any comments?
This is just, the bid is under the back taxes, and the property's landlocked, so this is kind of the upset price, and, you know, they were willing to pay it.
$400
each. It's that's what they want on the deed. So yeah,
he's putting $400.
There you go.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
384, authorizing the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept redemption offers relative to the payment of real property tax in 2013 and rent for closure proceedings. Move. Bye.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second if I didn't move it.
Any other discussion?
That's a nightmare.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 385, accepting accounting of unpaid school tax for the 2015-16 school year, directing payment to the school district and directing re-levy pursuant to real property law, Department of Finance. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
How come if it's accepting accounting of unpaid school taxes, what does that mean? We're just getting the paperwork?
The school districts normally turn over their uncollected taxes to us November 1st, around about that date. They set the date. What this allows us to do is still collect taxes until November 20th. So it gives before we re-levy it on their town tax January, it allows us to collect some more school taxes. could benefit the taxpayers. So that way there's not an interest charge and a penalty.
And for somebody like me, it's like, woohoo, when I have clients who have back taxes.
And it's only that short period of time because I need time to prepare to re-levy the taxes January 1st. So there's a small window, but we're, you know, we have that opportunity for the taxpayers. Mm-hmm.
It's a property in Marlboro, no less.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, there's a few resolutions that didn't go through committee. I don't know if we're going to have them before next week for our committee. Or
Depends.
All right, they're here. So we might be entertaining those next week. Any new business? Old business? We have a couple old businesses. First of all, the family court. We Robert Soldo sent me an email or through Don. He sent through you to me, right? Yesterday, today, whatever it was.
Well, if it was yesterday, today, I didn't get it.
It was a while ago.
No, it was yesterday.
It was one yesterday.
I didn't get it then.
Oh, really? Basically, he said the state has asked him, what are we doing? It's been a period of time. The state has not heard from the county what our options are. They would like to know what kind of direction we're going into. And I told Bob to give me a call. Let's talk about it. I mean, he was supposed to come back with some information that I never received any.
No, he did send it to us. He did.
I never received it. The committee received it?
Didn't we send it around?
I didn't receive anything.
It was a memo from the engineer. It was the state regs, which I didn't read them because I was waiting for you to tell me to digest them.
To read them. I apologize. I thought about a million.
It was, no, we did. We got them a while ago. We did get them a while ago.
All right, so what's our pleasure here regarding this courthouse? I mean, we just can't sit here and do nothing. We've got to take an action of some type, or not going to tell them that we're not going to do anything.
You know, well, we only had one alternative, if I remember right.
Well, usually in the past, you know.
Well, the business resource, but other than that, we'd have to go to a referendum and everything else with it.
Is the BRC still an option?
Well, from my understanding, the UCAT did not, or Ulster Community College did not go forth and moving out of there, so that space is not available. The college is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what happened, what transpired in the last month or two, but.
I don't know. I think they might be looking.
They're in the front with their technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You know, the deputy county executives get paid to work out solutions. Their policy, their operations within the county. The legislature is policy. I suggest that they come up with a couple of plans that we can approve or vote on. Are we going to figure it out ourselves? What to do with family court? How can part-time legislators figure out this debacle? I mean, last time Deputy County Executive Sudlow came to us, he was looking for answers from us. What is he getting paid for? And the whole department on the other side of the wall. They're getting paid to do the operations of the county. We get a small stipend to vote on policy. And I would like to see what they're proposing and bring it to us to approve. I don't see how we can.
Well, just taking that a step further, Carl, in the past, you know, the county exec's office and his deputies actually have presented solutions to us. Actually gave us the final verdict on some issues in the past. So you're correct on that statement, saying that in the past there's been, you know.
Well, when I give them a suggestion on operations, I am sternly told that I am policy.
If they call you back in the first place.
Well, the thing is, would you want to call Mr. Sudlow back here next week? Or next? Not next week. Unless you want to come in early because it's the night before the meeting. I mean, we're probably going to need probably a good 45 minutes within a half hour at least.
What do you mean the night before the meeting?
Well, the night of the meeting.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, yes. If I may, part of what Mr. Sudlow presented us with last time he spoke with us was different ideas and different cost factors, since that information would have to go through the legislature. So a little bit of it was, you know, what kind of pie do you want to bite here? So, and then he asked for our direction, where we would like to go. You know, yeah, we can do a state-of-the-art building, and it was $12 million. You know, is that what you want to spend, or do you want to retrofit something and spend $4 million? You know, so
So I think what we have to be a bit mindful of is, he did present some options, but if he goes with the Jerry Jones Dallas Cowboys option, and we say, well, we're not funding that, then there's a lot of legwork done for nothing. So with various options, and it came to us for what we eventually funded.
Anybody else? Somewhere along the line.
On that, I happen to notice in the capital projects that we have a capital project to levy the jail, right? Or level the jail?
For possibly shovel-ready project.
All right. The only reason I bring that up is that was one of the options to build on the jail site, but the problem was the cost related to how much it would be to demolish the jail.
The judges weren't keen
on the idea.
Correct.
Being
not
there.
The location.
The location.
Just saying it seems to be a planned expense either way. So.
On this? Yeah. Okay. All right, Don?
I think it's whatever's happened from the meeting that we had with Mr. Sudlow, what the options that were presented, what is still left? Is there anything new from us to pick through? And what is his suggestion at this point? And we'll consider that and then move forward. Because I don't know what else he's done. I don't know what he's taken off the table, what he's put on the table for us to consider. And then we would take a look. I think we would probably take a look and say, okay, here's what we think from what we see is the best option. And then ask him, bring it to Mike or whoever else you bring it to, or Dennis, or whoever wants to look at it, and say, do you have a better idea, or we have to go? At some point, we just can't keep pushing it off. But we can eliminate all of the problems, add anything that looks good, examine them, get a recommendation, and move forward.
I think that's a good idea. Don, you want to contact Mr. Sudlow and tell him that, if anything was done from the last meeting that he has done, those options are still viable, the ones that he presented to us.
Any new ones?
Any new ones. Any other discussions with the state regarding any other factors?
Yeah.
And let them come in next meeting, guys, ladies.
Yeah, but I'd also like with that is their recommendation of what's left of what's on there. Which way do you think we should go? And then we'll examine that along with everything else. And
I can ask on behalf of the committee to see what his suggestion would be.
Yep, okay.
We don't have to necessarily take it, but we want to know what he's thinking.
What's the pleasure of the committee? Fine?
Yeah, I'm going to come back.
Yeah. All right, with Don writing him the note beforehand, you want to come back next week before our meeting?
Yeah, sure.
Or you want to wait to the following month? Probably not. Okay, so next meeting? How long we need? 45 minutes?
Half hour?
All right. So
he's
Don.
Already presented it once. We should have it down better the second time.
Start at 5 o'clock.
Whatever, half hour. Give it. Okay. Any other discussions? You have all the reports here. Everybody has a copy regarding the various reports that are in your folder here. Any questions? Directed to Don. We will have in the near future a report from Chris White regarding the progress of the rail trail. I understand that we got some money from the state, correct?
Mm-hmm. From the city.
Yeah, DEP, right? I'm sorry.
That was their $1 million kind of advance.
Mm-hmm.
So. They did advance the money? Mm-hmm. Or was it $500,000
first
one?
No, it was a million.
Can't remember.
I don't know.
Dennis, you know anything about it?
Yeah, just so we know, we have three ongoing rail trail projects. One is obviously the DEP projects, which we do not have a consultant for. We do have the advance, because of the memorandum of agreement, we have the advance money. We do have a phase four project, which connects Lloyd to New Paltz. It goes to South Street. The consultants are engaged there, and Chris can update you on that. And we also have a rail trail project, which the consultants are engaged on, which is the connection between Kingston and the Hurley parking lot. And those consultants are looking at the two alternative routes that we gave them, which is the UND route and the O&W route. And those works are ongoing. And Chris can certainly get updated on all of those.
That's all.
That's Anna.
Just to be sure that the consultants that are working with the Ulster and Delaware
rail, Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee have that information.
Have what information?
Regarding the rail trail for passenger.
Sure.
Dennis, are you guys under considering any consultants regarding the DEP rail trail?
We would have to do an RFP. Right. We would have to do an RFP for it when it comes up. That RFP has not been contemplated as of yet. Mm-hmm. We've had some preliminary meetings with DEP in terms of what needs to be done, in particular with respect to DEP's watershed rules and regulations and how they have to be followed along the Ashokan Reservoir. So we've had some preliminary meetings with them, but more scoping the RFP and the format it's going to take. The other two projects are obviously federal and state funds, so they have the contractual formats are simple. I shouldn't say they're simple; they're complicated, but they're prescribed. Whereas there really isn't a prescribed contract format for this. So we're debating whether we use the DOT format or other types of formats as well. But there's been some initial discussion. So we would go for an RFP on that and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to spend some more money up front on the environmental work. That's just the easiest way to say that.
So Chris is doing a little fandango on the money, on getting the money.
What was he doing again? Can you do it?
I like that.
I was doing this.
We had to have fun during
fandangoist.
The fandango. Right? You got to do a little dance to get your grandmother.
Next to you.
I know. See that? You want to see if she gets on the table?
No! Being on tape. Stop. We're on tape. Thank you.
I am not to hide. You were on the call because you were dancing on the table. That's all.
No one in this room believes you. Anyway, is there a motion to adjourn? I heard a motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second. Second.
I thought I heard
thank you.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you.
We have a public hearing.
Yes.
Six.